Hello and welcome to the EFICO podcast, our community of professionals, managers and organizational leaders who are enthusiastic about learning and improving themselves and their organizations. Today we are going to explore the subject of setting effective goals and particularly the principles of effective goal setting that will lay the solid foundation for the goals that you set for yourself, your team, and your organization. We will begin by taking a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. To ensure that you set clear goals that are actionable and that can deliver on the strategic objectives of your organization, you should be guided by a number of foundational principles, the absence of which will limit the impact that your goals will have. From our research and experience, three of these principles stand out as having a significant impact on the effectiveness of your goals. The first is strategic alignment. The second, co-creation and co-ownership of goals. And the third, having smart goals. So let's explore these three principles one after the other, starting with strategic alignment. Your goals should be aligned with the overall vision and strategic priorities of your organization. There must therefore be a clear line of sight between the goals that you set for yourself and your team members and the strategic priorities of your organization. This way, all of you will be contributing in a meaningful way to what the organization is trying to achieve. And your work is not just work, but it is work that supports an important purpose. This, of course, means that you understand the strategic goals and priorities of your organization, and that you can see how these goals can be cascaded and translated to your specific roles. It is rather unfortunate when managers and professionals set goals that are not aligned with organizational priorities and then go on to pursue these goals only to find out at the end that while the results are valuable, the organization would have preferred that they focused on other things. The second principle is the principle of co-creation and co-ownership of goals. In addition to ensuring strategic alignment, your goals should be co-created and co-owned. Goals are an expectation that is set between a manager and an employee. Therefore, both parties must be involved in setting the goals so that there is shared understanding and shared ownership. This requires, of course, a conversation regarding what the goals are in the first place, the assumptions that build up to the specifics of the goal, why those goals are important, and the standards or rubrics of how the goal will be measured, as well as the sources of evidence of the goals. Without this conversation, goals can just be handed down to employees by their managers, and the employees never take ownership and then struggle with achieving these goals or even interpreting them to implement them properly. The third principle is having SMART goals. We should ensure that our goals are SMART. The principle of SMART goals has been popular for a number of decades and requires us to ensure that our goals are S for specific, M for measurable, A for aligned, R for realistic, and T for time bound. I always like to say that the first law of performance management is to seek first the kingdom of SMART goals, and everything else will be added to you. I believe that if goals are not SMART, then the entire performance management system is on shaky grounds. In addition to having SMART goals, you should keep your goals to a manageable size and review them from time to time. In our agile workplace, one-year goals are too far off, so we encourage shorter goals and a, you know, monthly review of goals to recalibrate as the world around us changes. There is so much to learn about setting effective goals and implementing your goals in a disciplined and consistent manner to achieve the results that you want. If you would like to explore this subject further and take a deeper dive into the world of goal setting and implementation, I encourage you to enroll for our micro-learning course at www.onlineefico.com. You can take advantage and access this course as part of our affordable annual bundle that covers all the courses on the platform at the ridiculously affordable price of 5,000 Naira only. So please visit www.onlineefico.com, open an account for free, and then go on to subscribe and enjoy this course and scores of other courses on the platform. I look forward to connecting with you same time next week on another Learning Field episode of the Efiko podcast. My name is Omagbishe Baru, and I am your online Efiko.